Welcome back to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Today's episode will be a tribute episode to the late, great Scott Hall. Hey, yo. On March 14th, 2022, we lost a legend in the wrestling world in Scott Hall. Now, to honor the man, we will toll the bell. So we're going to start off our episode with a couple clips from Matty Ice.
What's up, Because? It's Matty Ice, and unfortunately, we're here to talk about the death of Scott Hall and the legacy that he leaves behind. You know, the bad guys, they usually win in life, and that's something that he always strives for people to understand, and I don't think he was such a bad guy. His legacy will live on through how many generations of superstars, men and women. At least two or three more. So it's just really tough to think about losing another wrestling legend and all the things that he accomplished during his career that he may have never have accomplished if he didn't go to WWE. You know, and the Razor Ramon characters will live on forever. You know, and Scott Hall will live on forever through the things that we're going to do. I mean, through the scary fingers, the toothpick, and everything like that. You know, that's going to be little things that we're going to carry on forever thanks to Razor Ramon and Scott Hall. I know, same person. But I think Triple H said it best, you know, he lost a brother and he's heartbroken, he's lost. And I think that's how the wrestling community sees this Hall of Famer being gone. And, you know, my buddy Eric, he said it the best with, he finally got his golden toothpick. So rest in peace to Scott Hall and prayers with his family and all of his friends in the wrestling community. See you, Because.
Scott Hall changed the wrestling world. Without Scott Hall, we would never have had the Monday Night Wars. We would not have had the NWO. We would not have seen a heel Hogan. He and Nash and Hogan changed the wrestling landscape forever. And his debut in WCW as Scott Hall, as a member of the Outsiders, still lives on with this iconic clip.
You people, what's been happening? You know who I am. But you don't know why I'm here. You want a war? You're going to get one.
So let's talk about Razor Ramon. Yeah, everybody flicks that toothpick. They do the scary fingers like Matty Ice talked about. Let's talk about the life of Scott Hall. This man has been in 8 or plus different promotions wrestling. I mean, in WCW alone, he was a one-time TV champ, 2-time U.S. heavyweight, 7-time tag team champion, winner of World War III, which is, if you've never seen one of those, is a very interesting match. The Yawn Man said, it's tough to follow on TV. It's even tougher in person. In WWF alone, he was a four-time Intercontinental Champion and is widely regarded as one of the greatest IC champions in history. He's a two-time Hall of Famer, once as Razor Ramon, and the other time as a member of the NWO, where he was inducted as Scott Hall. His ladder match against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 10 is regarded as one of the greatest ladder matches, if not the greatest ladder match in wrestling history. What a true legend of the wrestling world. Let's run down some of these names, and I didn't know any of these really until I started researching. In the NWA, in the territories, he was a tag team member with Dan Spivey. Scott Hall was then known as Starship Coyote. I don't see why that didn't get over. AWA, he was known as Magnum Scott Hall and Big Scott Hall. WWF, he was Razor Ramon. WCW, he had vignettes where he appeared as Scott Gator Hall, which involved him scaring alligators. Then he was a member of the Diamond Mine with Diamond Dallas Page, where he was Diamond Stud. Then, later on, he became Scott Hall, as a member of the New World Order. In WWE, he returned as Scott Hall. TNA, he was a member of The Band with Six-Pac, Nash, and Hall. Absolutely incredible. He's wrestled in ECW, New Japan, Juggalo Championship Wrestling. He's wrestled in Puerto Rico and all over the world. Scott Hall has wrestled. This man is a legend. And I did not realize, and I may have taken his career for granted, I did not realize the impact that he had on the wrestling world until he was gone. And that's a disservice to his career. I did not realize how many memories stuck out with me until we got news of his passing. Absolutely legendary moments, like his ladder match at WrestleMania 10. His showing up on WCW when people thought he was still a member of WWF. When you got, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. Still sticks relevant today. Saw him show up in ECW where he was a shallow, was a hollow shell of his own self. We saw him return to WWE when he had the long hair and the bandana tied up front. And he was a member of the NWO when they returned at No Way Out. We saw him at WrestleMania 31 when he came out to help Sting in an angle that still confuses many of us. We saw him give his Hall of Fame speech. It's incredible to look back and think this man touched so many fandoms. And I've posted that on so many social media. Rest in peace to the bad guy. The man who helped shape so many fandoms that we didn't even realize it. If he does not make that jump to WCW, the Monday Night Wars do not happen. WCW probably dies out so much quicker. The wrestling world would not be what it is today if Scott Hall does not jump. Let that sink in. Wrestling would probably still be around. We would be nowhere near what we were or what we are now. Scott Hall revitalized the wrestling world by jumping ship. Think about that. That, to me, is absolutely incredible. Because he still gave off that persona like he was Razor Ramon. But he wasn't. He gave off that impression that he was bringing the war to Ted Turner. And I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday about it. I said, what makes this tough is we saw Scott Hall suffer for all those years with drugs and alcohol. And we saw him get with DDP. He got right. He got healthy. He got in shape. He was clean. He was on the right track until his timely passing, his unfortunate passing. We saw a man who struggled, got his life back together, and was called home. And I know when he strolled through those pearly gates, he was doing that strut and little scary fingers. Doing that toothpick. Incredible. Scott Hall will live on forever. I mean, he was a member of the NWO. And for me personally, I loved him in the NWO Wolfpack. Scott Hall left a lasting impression on the wrestling world. We saw Kevin Owens open up Monday Night Raw with "Hey Yo." We saw tribute after tribute. And one of the best things I saw was a suggestion on Twitter that WWE do a Razor Ramon Intercontinental ladder match at WrestleMania. I'm all for that. Give me the Razor Ramon Memorial Intercontinental ladder match every year. Absolutely. I would love that. Would be truly incredible. So we will end today's podcast with the Hall of Fame, the ending of his Hall of Fame speech, and the words that stick with so many of us.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.